I'm instructed by the Spirit of God this afternoon to go to the book of Romans. Chapter 10. Brethren, my heart's desire and prayer to God for Israel is that they might be saved. Now, it is the word sozo. It means saved, soundness, it means healing, all of those things. In the book of James, call on the elders of the church. They'll pray over, anoint that person with oil and pray over them in the name. And the prayer of faith shall save the sick. It's the same word. Heal the sick. It's exactly the same. A prayer of faith in what? The name. The name. I had, so you can just barely see this, you can see a little scar right there. It looked, it's just about the size of a grain of sand. And it was just there on the back of my hand. I really didn't pay any attention to it. And I scratched it and it began to itch and then it began to hurt a little bit. So, I was talking to Dr. Weeder, David Weeder, about it. He said, we better go have that thing looked at. So we did. Got over there. And, of course, I introduced myself to the doctor. He said, yes, Mr. Copeland, I know who you are. And he was a man of color. And he said, my grandparents have been partners of yours for years. I said, well, glory to God. He said, yes, amen. Well, he biopsied that and came back. And he said, now it is malignant. I said, okay. So, knowing what the Bible said, I called my pastor George and Terry. They came over to the house and we had Kelly and John on the phone. Gloria's very close friend, BB, was there. And we're in the kitchen. And I just told them what the report was. And I said, Pastor, I call you're my pastor, and I call you an elder of church. Anoint this with oil, please. So he opened his Bible to the book of James and read those verses. And he took oil on his finger and he touched that little white-looking thing, and a shock fired through my body. And just suddenly I said, ha, ha, whoa! Whoa, that did it. I didn't pay any more attention to it. He said, well, now I need to send you over to another doctor. Well, it was this doctor's job to open that up and shave little shavings until there was no more cancer cells. So they said, come prepared, and you may be here 30 minutes, you may be here a couple of hours, we don't know. But as soon as doctor finds no cancer cells, then they will come in and let you know, and then he'll sew that up. So we went in there and they came in. He came in and did his thing, you know. So we sat there for oh, I don't remember now, 30 minutes maybe. And the assistant said, well, Mr. Copeland, there's no more cancer cells. You may go. Well, of course there weren't any more cancer cells. They got killed by obeying the word. See, those words contained my complete healing. And by being obedient to them and not getting all worried about it, oh, you know, cancer, whoa. No, just don't ever let the devil see you sweat. The Lord taught me that years and years ago. And so, He sewed that up, and you really can't see it unless you just look at it very closely. But that's my testimony. Amen. Amen. This is my testimony. And I promised God. I went to the Lord and I said, well, maybe I'll just quit flying. He said, no, you don't either. He said, I called you to fly. He said, you quit when I tell you you can quit. Well, they won't insure me anymore in the jets. So I had to go back to flying piston airplane. They're harder to fly. They, you know, there's just a whole lot more stuff to do with them. Anyway, so I had to start getting checked out and that, and you know, draw my speed level back down. Back down to the low level, you know. And Tracy Harris and I have a Beechcraft twin-engine Baron in common.
Yes, we do.
That airplane had gone back and forth between the two of us. Well, it's back and it's staying. Because the Beechcraft Baron is the airplane that I got my multi-engine rating in Little Rock, Arkansas. And Gloria rode in the back seat while I was getting trained by a man named Harvey Abbott. He was chief pilot there. And later, Harvey led Harvey to the Lord, and he quit and went in the ministry. But he was training me, and Gloria was in the back seat. And my boss, Claude Hobart, he gave me my check ride. Well, Gloria was standing over there waiting. It was one bright and pretty morning, a brand new Beechcraft Baron. And so they gave me my multi-engine rating, and I was on my way. And she was right there in the whole thing all those years. Still is. Did you know she learned how to fly? She has 88 hours. I have her logbook. A good friend of mine taught her how to fly. Now, the day I soloed, I mean, I wanted that guy out of that airplane's bed. Just get out of here. But now when she soloed, it was different. Man, she just didn't want me coming. I didn't tell you I wouldn't. So I just sneaked up there and watched behind the hangar when she took off. Boy, she did a good job. And so he and I, since he knew where she was going on her first cross country, which had to be 200 miles away from Fort Worth. So she was going to Tyler, I think it was. So we followed her, listening on the radio, and had all the same frequencies. We just slowed the airplane down and stayed behind her long. And she checked in, gave the tail number, I mean, just precisely. And so he came back normally. She said, this is my first solo cross country, So I need help, please. He said, well, yes, ma'am. He said, now you just keep coming and you just hold your altitude and you just keep coming and I'll watch for you. He's got binoculars in the tower. And he said, when I get you in sight, I will tell you how to enter the pattern. I looked over there at Hugh and I said, did a controller ever talk to you like that? He said, no, I don't think so. She was working on her multi-engine rating when she quit. She said, no, I don't want to do that. You fly. I'm going to ride in the back seat. So here's the whole thing. It's not because I know how to fly. That isn't it. It's the testimony. And I took that Bruce protocol with that defibrillator intact. And so, thank God for modern technology. The tech rep then came out to our place here in Fort Worth and paired up with the pacemaker and turned the defibrillator off because I don't need it.
Amen. Glory to God.
It's the testimony.
Amen.
It's the faith testimony. That's what it's all about.
Yes.
It's that treadmill. It's the faith testimony. And the thing I'm telling you, don't you let things get away. Don't you let it go. Don't let it go and let it go and let it go and you get to the place where you wish you hadn't. Don't do that. Don't do that. Take hold. Your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost.
Yes.
Hallelujah. So take care of it. If I had done what the Lord told me to do, I would never have. He started talking to me way back there and said, start walking and don't stop. I started walking and quit. That's why bad things happen to good people, because good people make bad decisions, bad choices. He gave me the answer to it. Anyway, so now, verse 4, for Christ is the end of the law for righteousness to everyone that believes. Now listen how he goes all the way back to Moses. For Moses describes the righteousness which is of the law, that the man which does those things shall live by them. Now let me remind you. This is a law book.
Yes. Yes.
There had to be law.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
There was no law when Cain killed Abel. Mm-hmm. It was murder, outright murder. Mm-hmm. There was no law against it. Mm-hmm. So laws had to be put into place. Now you go all the way back to Nimrod. Nimrod, you could put it like this. He formed the first socialist idea, and it started the first war. It will always start a war when you decide that you don't have enough, so you're going to take it away from somebody that does. Somebody's going to fight you over that before it's over. But stay with the book. Now listen to this. Moses describes the righteousness which is of the law, that the man which does these things live by them. But the righteousness which is of faith speaks. Here we are, back to words now. On this wise, say not in thine heart, who shall ascend into heaven? That is to bring Christ down from above. Keith mentioned this morning. Or who shall descend into the deep? That is to bring Christ again from the dead. What does it say? The word is nigh thee, even in your mouth and in your heart. That is the word of faith which we preach. That is the word of faith which we preach. That is the word of faith which we preach. Brother Hagin didn't make that up. That's Bible. The word of faith which we preach. The word of faith. This book contains the faith of God. This book contains the love of God. This book contains everything God wanted humankind to know. Amen. Go back and read the book of Job. People say, poor is Job's turkey. Listen, I don't know where Job had any turkeys or not, but if he had, they'd be the finest turkeys in the Middle East. And he would have had thousands and thousands and thousands and thousands of them. He had a bad year. Lasted from, most scholars say, from 9 to 10, 11 months.
That's right.
He went through it. And there was only one sin involved. Now, we see where he made a lot of mistakes. Only one. God, now this is back in the devil's heyday. Before he was a defeated foe. And God said to him, have you considered my servant Job? And the devil said, does he serve you for nothing? You have built a wall, a hedge around him. But I say he will curse you to your face. That was the sin. Don't dig around and find out a bunch of other stuff. That was it. His wife did it. She's the one that opened the door for the devil to come roaring in there. She's the one that did it. So see, if you're going to, the devil has to put something on your heart, start saying it. You have to start saying it. You have to start saying it. Start saying it. She said, why don't you just curse God and die? Mm-hmm. No, he wouldn't do it. Words. Words that contain. You can go to Job and read those words and just relax. Don't try to, you know, just, but there's one that you really need to see. I'll paraphrase. I prayed, and the thing that I so greatly feared has come upon me. But I will not curse God. And God increased him and doubled him, and he was the richest man in the East. Amen. And may I add something else? Nobody knows what color his skin was. It just said he's the richest man in the East. Words. Faith filled words. So now go here. But what does it say? The word is near you, even in your mouth and in your heart. That is the word of faith which we preach. That if you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart God raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved, sozo, so you shall be healed. For with your heart, with the heart man believes unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. For the Scripture says something. Whosoever believeth on him shall not be ashamed. There's no difference between the Jew and the Greek, for the same Lord over all is rich unto all that call upon him. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. How then shall they call upon him in whom they've not believed? They can't. How can they believe in him and they've not heard? They can't. How shall they hear without a preacher? They can't. How then shall they preach except they be sent? They can't. As it is written, how beautiful are the feet of them that preach the gospel of peace and glad tidings of good things, but they have not all obeyed the gospel. Isaiah said, Lord, who has believed our report? So then, say, so then, so then, faith comes. Notice cometh is in italics. Faith by hearing, and hearing by the word of God.
My name is Randy Roberts. I'm an evangelist, and our ministry is called Radical Walk. We have just returned from 7 weeks in Africa. We started off with about 2.5 weeks in Uganda, where we preached 2 crusades for Christ for All Nations, which is who trained me to do crusades. I like to say that Brother Moore and Brother Copeland, they've trained me how to live my life, and once I got somewhat of a handle on that, CFAN taught me how to do crusades. So we were there for a couple of weeks, and then I went to South Africa for about 5 days before we headed to Angola. And of course, KCM Partners and Brother Copeland and Sister Copeland, they supported us financially, but they also supported us many other ways. This Angola actually started about 3 years ago. I had come back from Tanzania, and the Lord had shown me to go to Angola. And so first thing I had to do is, I had no idea where Angola was, so I got a map out and I began to look. And I found Angola, and then I got settled on a place. And the problem was, is I didn't know anybody from Angola. So in true faith fashion, I bought a plane ticket to Angola. And then maybe about maybe 3 or 4 weeks before I was supposed to go, came up in my heart one morning about KCM's ministers conference. And I didn't have an invitation to that. And I didn't know how to get one. So again, I did the only thing I knew to do, which was I changed my tickets, but we ended up getting into the ministers conference. Well, that was a blessing, of course, in of itself. But I'm there wondering, what am I doing here? That's Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. So I'm going to Angola on Friday from Fort Worth. Now, I don't have one contact yet, but I'm trusting the Lord. So Wednesday evening, in between the afternoon session and the dinner session, I just got an unction that I needed to go to the headquarters building down to the cafeteria place there. So I come down the stairs, and as soon as I come out, I run right into a guy, like we run into each other. And I say, oh, excuse me, I apologize. He says, oh, I'm sorry. As soon as he talks, I can tell he's from Africa. And I say, where are you from? He says, I'm from Africa. I said, where at in Africa? He says, I'm from Angola. I said, where in Angola? He says, Luanda. That's the city I was going to. Within 24 hours, he had me on a phone call with a guy that introduced me to every major national church leader except for 2 in the whole country. This chance encounter at the ministers' conference opened all of Angola to us, not in that first day, but since then. And last year we had gone to Angola and we had 2 crusades in Luanda, and they were fair. We saw 103,110 salvations in those. And then we went back this year, and we went to out in the provinces, and we saw 342,024 salvations. We ministered to about 800,000 people total, and it was a glorious time. I thought back to something my pastor, Brother Moore, told me, or said, I've heard him say several times, is that the Lord had told him, your partners get the same reward that you do. And he said, what? And I thought, similar thing, what? I've slept on the dirt floors. I've had the rats crawling over me at night, et cetera, et cetera. And he said, are you sure that? And he said, the Lord asked him a question. Could you do what you do without them? And he said, no. And he said, the Lord said, why shouldn't they get the same reward? And that is absolutely the case here. We wouldn't be able to do what we do without our partners, without which KCM is one of our partners. And so when we go, it's just like Brother Copeland's going. It's just like the KCM partners are going.
Hello, I'm Larry Warren. Every day is a good day to know and believe the love God has for you. God is love, and whoever abides in God, God abides in him. 1 Corinthians 13, 4-8 tells us, love is patient and kind. Love does not envy or boast. It is not arrogant or rude. It does not insist on its own way. It is not irritable nor resentful. It does not rejoice at wrongdoing, but rejoices with the truth. Love bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, endures all things. Love never fails. I want to take this time to pray for God's perfect love to be abundant in your heart today. Father, we commit to keeping ourselves in your love today by looking for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ unto eternal life. As you've forgiven us, we choose to forgive others. As your love thinks no evil, we think no evil. In Jesus' name, amen. I want to remind you of our 2025 KCM calendar. The word of the Lord was spoken through Brother Copeland is 2025 will come alive. Praise God. Discover more about that life-giving power of God in you every day of the year. To request your free copy of the 2025 KCM calendar, go to kcm.org today. Thank you so much for joining us. We'll see you again tomorrow. This is Brother Larry reminding you, God loves you, we love you, and Jesus is Lord.
Let the Word of God build your faith. Kenneth Copeland calls kcm.org.uk your study center. You can watch, read, and share faith-based content and teaching resources available to you free.